I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know how the Chargers play at this Dignity Health Sports Park, the former StubHub Center. And there's allegedly meetings have been going on this week about the prospects of moving the championship game. If the Chargers and Colts advance, the game would be in L.A.
I hate this.
And there's been conversations about the prospects of moving it should the Colts and Chargers both win, which would leave L.A. as the AFC's best seed remaining and therefore the title game host. If the Chargers win but the Colts lose to the Chiefs, then the game would be in Kansas City and it would be moot. But it is not considered feasible for the L.A. Coliseum to host. It was not to host both championship games on the same Sunday in doubleheader fashion. But moving the AFC championship game out of the 30,000-seat stadium they play in is something many within the NFL league office on Park Avenue would support. And given the way the playoffs have sorted out, it remains possible that L.A. teams host both championship games. I think they're putting a cart before the horse a little bit here. They're already, it's like they're predicting they're both going to go, and they could both lose this weekend.
I get that they have to have these things in place even before these games happen, because you need to know what you're going to do in the scenario that it happens. But I hate this. I think this is stupid. If you have a problem with where they play, then they shouldn't be playing there at all, okay? You guys put them there when they moved to L.A., or however the situation
that's
worked
right
out. So they're there.
The game
and
should be there.
And that's their home stadium. If the place has 27,000 seats, that's your fault for letting them play there. That's it.
That's
none
it
of this moving games around. Can you imagine if they played that game on Monday? Are you kidding me? Like, seriously, I read that in there.
Right.
There's a chance that they played a game Monday. Absolutely not. The NFL has just a bigger hand in this. They had them playing in that soccer stadium. Now they have to suffer with it.
The Chargers,
they're going to play there.
The Chargers say that, bottom line is that there's been conversations at the league level about the game and where it's going to be played. There's a firm contractual agreement in place between AEG and the Chargers, and neither one of the parties wants to break out of the contract or endanger their business alliance in L.A. That contract requires the game to be played in Carson at the stadium they play.
Well, let it play there. And if you are going to move the game, I'll move it somewhere for you. Go play it down in San Diego with the people who had to live with that team their entire lives. Go play it down there if you're going to go play it somewhere else.
That's where they should play it.
Right.
Give those fans their team
go
back.
Go play it there.
So
not only that, I mean, how long have we been talking about since the Chargers got to L.A. that they're not really totally accepting them there yet, that the fans haven't jumped on the bandwagon and fully embraced them yet as their team? So having them at that littler stadium is probably better, because it might be harder to sell that whole place out if you got two games.
So
or even
you
one
were
game
there. Do you really believe that? You were there. We went to the fan store at the Macy's or whatever it was, and there was just as much Charger stuff as Ram stuff. Do you honestly believe that no one in L.A. cares about the Chargers? Because it's simple. If you win, everyone will care about you. I don't care what you say. If they both win, they'll have fans there no matter what.
Well, I'm not taking how much stuff they have in the store as how much the fans love them or not. I didn't see anybody walking around in Chargers stuff.
But I didn't see anybody walking around with Rams stuff. I'm saying there's people that they're playing like they don't have any fans, and it's just not true. The bottom line is that they've had fans in Southern California and L.A. and San Diego forever. And I just think this talk about that there's no Charger fans out there is insanity. I mean, the bottom line, this is a good football team. And if you're a good football team and you win, people are going to come no matter what. If you're a winner, everyone and their brother, even fans that aren't fans of the team, become fans. Everybody becomes a bandwagon fan if you're winning.
And if that's the case, if they're all going to jump on there and want to go to that championship game, then guess what? Not having a lot of people there makes the ticket prices go up and up and up, and the NFL loves that, don't they?
They're going to play in L.A. at the new stadium in Inglewood with the Rams moving forward for the next 30 years, right? So that's the deal they cut. They're not leaving. They're not leaving L.A., so everyone needs to shut up. I mean, it's just stupid. They're not going back to San Diego to play. They're moving into this stadium just like the Giants and Jets share it. That's what they're doing. That's all there is to it.
That's it.
So all this talk about moving and everything, and talk about moving this game is almost laughable.
It's stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.